A Twitter from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. I just want to be okay, be okay, be okay. Our move to Spain and the Canary Islands has not been without some stress. However, few things have given me as many problems, anger, and very occasionally amusement, as my endless dealings with that big beast of a telephone company, Telefonica. Love them or hate them, I dare say that very few of us have escaped their clutches. My first encounter with the big beast came shortly after moving into a new housing development in the Costa Blanca. Obtaining a reliable electricity and water supply were both considerable challenges, but none more so than getting a telephone. I recall standing in endless queues with other equally frustrated expats of all nationalities, and sometimes the shop closing before anyone else was available to attend to our needs. I've witnessed grown men cry with anger and frustration at the sheer incompetence of trying to get a telephone line installed. I joined the waiting list for connections, only to be told 1 year later that my name had been removed from the list. This apparently was the procedure, if connection is not available within 6 months. Sadly, though, no one had thought to tell us of this little ruling, and we managed to get a connection just before we left the area. Now living in the Canary Islands, I continue to face similar incompetence and unreliability. Rarely a month goes by without some kind of problem rearing its ugly head. I find that I've become even more irritated by the endless rendition of that inane song, I just want to be okay, be okay, be okay, when I'm put on hold for 20 minutes or so. A few weeks ago, after the alarm company reported that my landline was not working, I called the big beast. I was given a 20-minute rendition of I just want to be okay, be okay, be okay, before a very cross-sounding woman advised me that I'd been disconnected because I'd not paid my bill 2 months earlier. As I had a direct debit set up for many years, I was puzzled. The conversation with the senorita ended abruptly when she inquired if I'd like their television service added to my account. Somehow, I think not. Eventually, after several days of calls and complaints, and a reconnection charge of €25, the line was eventually reconnected. Inquiries with my bank revealed that a direct debit was indeed set up, and there were funds available to pay it, yet the debit had not been presented. I was also told that as the company had changed their trading name during the month in question, there were many other customers in the same position as myself. Indeed, even after filling a formal complaint form, my claim for a refund of the reconnection charge was denied. Last month, the line failed again. I was told there was nothing they could do for 48 hours, but would I like to consider having their new television service added to my account? Presumably, I would need a working telephone line. However, a few days later, an engineer appeared and agreed that the line was not working. He disappeared, only to reappear a few minutes later, having driven to the telephone exchange to announce that the line had been disconnected in error, as there was some confusion about whether we had an ADSL connection with Telefonica or not. Wisely, we did not. The line miraculously started working again. 2 weeks later, the connection failed again. I called, I just want to be okay, be okay, be okay, and was told, there were technical problems in your area. Can I interest you in... she began. 6 days later, the line started working again. There was no prior warning, no reasons given, no apology, and no refund of the line charge. As I record this, I'm happy to report that we have finally broken free from the big beast. My mobile phone company contract with the same company has also ended. We have ADSL with another company, and we have just transferred our line away from the big beast. I'm not saying that my telecommunications life will be problem-free in the future, but at least I no longer have to listen to that inane rendition of, I just want to be okay, be okay, be okay. I am okay now, thank you. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. Thank you for listening.